Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell, owner of the Spirit Within You Wholeness Center, located at 4343 North Rancho Drive, Suite 242, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89130. We're also located on the World Wide Web at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. And today you're listening to a monthly show on Blog Talk Radio titled Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Beckerstaff Riley. And this is our Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so excited to bring the show back, which is once a month, that Monica and I will be introducing you essential oils and the difference in the oils and how it can be used into a healthy, prosperous way. These shows are not meant to replace your doctor's information or your medical practitioner. It's designed for education purpose only. And we will mostly talk about our own personal experience with the essential oils. So, Monica, welcome back.
Thank you. Namaste, Karen Marie. I've missed you.
I've missed you also, my darling.
And namaste, my soulful spirits. It's been a while since we were last together, and I've missed you as well. And I want to thank you for the love and support you've shown me, and you continue to show me throughout my hiatus. I read all of your emails, and I answered all of your texts and your phone calls. So I'm very excited to be back today.
And Monica, I'm very excited to have you as one of the certified aromatherapists that our customers of the Spirit Within You has access to when they're wanting a certified aromatherapist to support them in being educated on the benefits of the essential oils as it applies to their body temple. So thank you for being that for us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. My expertise is in the areas of aromatherapy as a certified aromatherapist, and as a master herbalist, I am a certified holistic practitioner, which means I have a clinical background. So if ever any one of you want to reach out to me for anything, you may either call me on 702-219-0084, or please feel free to reach out and email me, sistersage888@aol.com, and I would love to consult with you.
Wonderful. So Monica, where are we starting with today? I'm so excited.
Well, I know. So today, you know, I always have a blend that I like to theme my calls with. And today we are talking about detox, and specifically we're talking about detox for the autumn harvest that's around the corner, literally. And so I want to share my blend today, which is peppermint, eucalyptus, and lavender in an almond carrier oil that I have literally rubbed all over my chest and my neck and at my temples for mental clarity and to quicken my response time. And I'm really right now the girl on fire. So this is my blend I want to share with you today. I will be speaking more in this call about the detox benefits of peppermint and eucalyptus. And as we always do with all of our Ask the Aromatherapist calls with me, we begin each call with a cleansing breath to release your chakras. So if you would please sit in your chair or wherever you are with a straight back, with your feet firmly implanted, and join me in an Ujjayi breath, which is the breath that will stimulate and awaken all of your meridians, beginning at the base, your diaphragm, working its way all the way up to your crown chakra. So if you would please just inhale slowly. Very good. So now we're centered. By just that one breath, you all probably not have only energized yourselves, but you've also energized me. So I'm feeling your energy, I'm feeling your love, and I'm ready to go. One of the questions that I received was, why an autumn harvest cleanse? I mean, we see the word detox, detox, detox all over the internet, all over YouTube. When we go into stores, we see all of these boxed detox kits on the shelves. What is detox? And are we doing it properly? Well, I'm here to shed some light on the whole issue and the whole topic of detox. An autumn harvest cleanse or detox is very special, and it's the best time to prepare and to cleanse our liver, our colon, and to rejuvenate our skin. Believe it or not, we absorb so much just going through our daily lives and our daily activities and our daily rituals throughout the summer. And because the summer energy is a little bit different from fall energy, we have to ease into the autumn equinox, ease into the autumn harvest season with a cleanse. And the top 10 benefits of a cleanse: you receive increased energy, you may experience fewer allergy symptoms, you might restore hormonal balance, you will recognize clearer sinuses, you will definitely improve your digestion and normalize your blood pressure, you will be able to experience the benefits of improved sleep and mental clarity, your skin will glow, and you will experience fewer mood swings. And so I definitely recommend an autumn harvest cleanse for both men and women. Myself, last month I was on hiatus, and those of you who enjoyed the encore presentations of prior Ask the Aromatherapist shows, thank you so much for your comments and your questions. I really enjoyed reading them while I was away, and they really uplifted me. My personal experience, I was actually traveling throughout Cleveland and Beechwood, Ohio, and I also took a trip to my home city of New York, and I was spending cherished moments with family and friends. I was also the primary caregiver for one of my grandmothers who is suffering right now with dementia and the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. And my other grandmother, the 99-year-old grandmother, who is still as mentally clear and feisty as ever, really, we continued our talks about specific proprietary blends for different types of wellness situations that you may want to improve upon. When you consult with me, you will learn about some of those proprietary blends that I have that may assist you with your wellness program. But as you know, it's different when you are dealing with someone who is mentally clear and then someone who's a little bit foggier with respect to memory. And then at the same time, I wanted to give my parents a break, who are their caregivers consistently. And at the same time, I wanted to have a little bit of fun. And at the same time, I was traveling by airplane, automobile, boat. Seriously, I was on a boat and train. And so when I got back here to Las Vegas, to my cherished sanctuary of a home here, I needed to shed some layers. I needed to shed some layers, and I needed to reintegrate my body, my mind, and my spirit, because I was really, really fractured. So for this specific cleanse, I have just come off of a 7-day detox, and I've been focusing primarily on my liver, my colon, my lungs, and my skin. There's nothing more important than maintaining liver. And I will speak on this in a minute, but it's very important that you cleanse your liver daily. The organ is strong. The organ is our body's filter for everything, all of the toxins, all of the sludge, all of the alcohol, all of the nicotine that we put our bodies through on a daily basis. Our liver needs to be at an optimal functioning level to be able to filter all of those things. Our colon, you all know how important it is to have a cleansed colon, to move the harmful and toxic bacteria safely through your body and out of your body. With respect to lungs, and this is why I always like to begin our sessions together on these radio calls with the Ujjayi breath, because with respect to the lungs, it's important to have clear lungs to aspirate toxins through a concentrated breath like the Ujjayi breath, or those of you who practice different forms of yoga, you're very familiar as well with the breath of fire. And the skin, if anyone ever asks you the question, what's our body's largest organ, or if you're ever on a trivia show and they ask you, what's the body's largest organ, you always want to say the skin. Number one, that's true. But number two, we often think in reverse when we're asked that question. We don't think about skin first. We think about heart, we think about kidneys, we think about liver, but our skin is our largest organ. And it's also the organ that reflects what others see. So for our skin, on a daily basis as well, we want to make sure that our pores are open and that our skin is breathing. And it's important to not only what you're putting on your skin needs to be pure. I always say, if I can't pronounce the ingredient, I don't have it near me. And it's more important to ingest pure, raw foods, whole foods, organic foods, therapeutic grade essential oils, if you are ingesting essential oils, wildcrafted herbs for your body, because you want to make sure that what you're putting in your body temple is going to reflect that glowing reflection that everyone is going to see when you walk into a room. What I like to do when I embark on a cleanse, I find that it's important for me to maintain the momentum on a daily basis, because sometimes when I get to day three, I say to myself, I'm like, why am I doing this? Yes, I feel better, but today on day three, I'm not feeling so hot. You know, how am I going to get to day seven? Well, I find that with myself, and I find that with most of my clients, it's very important to establish rituals that are very unique to you. And my morning ritual after prayer or affirmation or a series of sun salutations is I begin my day with one of these two cocktails. Now, if you haven't grabbed pen and paper, now is the time to get it. And this call is going to be recorded and then posted on our event page, Ask the Aromatherapist, with Monica Bickerstaff Riley. Right after we get finished live, we will post the link. You can listen over and over and get down some of these oils and some of these recipes I'm giving you. If you have any questions starting now, please, we want to engage you. Please post them live on our event page on Facebook, Ask the Aromatherapist, Summer Living and Summer Loving, Essential Oils for Detox. Please post them and we will definitely get to them. All right, so the first cocktail, I have called this my Tri-C Trifecta. And with a therapeutic grade lemon essential oil, grapefruit essential oil, and wild orange essential oil, I add approximately 3 drops to 10 ounces of distilled water that is room temperature, either in a glass or a ceramic mug. Now, you don't want to fool with plastic with these, okay, because citrus oils will literally eat through the plastic, and then it defeats the purpose of cleansing the toxins of your body when you are ingesting toxins from your plastic water bottles. So the Tri-C Trifecta, again, 1 to 3 drops of therapeutic-grade lemon essential oil, grapefruit essential oil, wild orange essential oil. What this trifecta does in the morning is it cleanses your liver, it flushes your lymphatic system, it stimulates your metabolism and your colon. Very important to begin your day with the Tri-C Trifecta. And it's so simple. Just keep your oils and your water by your bedside, and even before you get out of bed, just blend and drink, and then literally you'll have that energy, that burst of energy to begin your day. The other cocktail I like is the Lemon Lift, and this I actually sip throughout the day. So again, it's 3 drops of a therapeutic-grade lemon essential oil, combined with a therapeutic-grade peppermint essential oil. Now, the Lemon Lift flushes the liver, it stimulates mind function, and it restores pH levels in your body temple. You want your body temple to have an alkaline pH, not an acidic pH. Daily cleanse benefits restore the integration of your mind, your body, and your spirit. And I feel, and from my personal experience, that means that my productivity is increased throughout the day, and I'm more centered in my heart space. So these are other benefits of a daily cleanse that I have experienced, and definitely I'm feeling now just coming off of a 7-day detox. The top 3 herbs that you may want to consider as helpful for your cleanse, and again, I would strongly recommend that you consult with a certified herbalist, a certified aromatherapist, such as myself. I'm also a master herbalist, because I don't want you to just go out and buy these herbs and just start taking them. There's a proper way to take these herbs, and we must make sure that there are no contraindications with any other meds that you might be taking. But let me share with you this information. The top three herbs for cleanse, milk thistle hands down, is the best herb for your liver. And I know I keep mentioning liver, but if there's one thing that you take away from this call today, take away, please, that you must cleanse your liver on a daily basis. Cilantro is an herb. It grows well here in Las Vegas or anywhere else, actually, in the country in a private herb garden. Cilantro helps your body temple rid itself of toxic metals that accumulate in our organ tissues. And then, hands down, peppermint and eucalyptus herb we're speaking of. Cleanse and expectorate the lungs. So if you suffer with allergies, if you find that you are someone who suffers with asthma, peppermint and eucalyptus will help you breathe easier. I also wanted to touch upon the top seven essential oils that I incorporate in my detox, and I want to share with you some of the things that these essential oils do. Some of them you will be familiar with. Others, I promise you, you will say, what? Because you've never heard of them or they're not commonly mentioned in a detox. The first is peppermint oil. Peppermint oil stimulates and cools the skin. You must use peppermint oil with a carrier oil if you are going to apply it topically. You don't want to burn yourself. It also stimulates mental clarity. It soothes the digestive tract. And here's a tip for those of us who work out on a regular basis, whether it's yoga, Pilates, aerobics, CrossFit training, weightlifting. If you take a therapeutic grade peppermint essential oil and drop 1 to 3 drops under your tongue prior to your workout, it's going to boost the productivity in your workout and your muscles are going to recover faster. And it's better than drinking 8 ounces of black coffee before your workout. Some of you may be familiar with the study that's been done that if you drink black coffee before you work out, you will enhance your workout, et cetera, et cetera. Try the peppermint essential oil. Juniper oil. Juniper oil alleviates stress, which balances the cortisol levels in our system, and that helps with our adrenal glands. It's a natural diuretic, so it helps to cleanse kidneys, and it's full of antioxidants that's very good for just our whole body temple and our skin. So juniper oil is another important oil on a detox. Grapefruit oil. I mentioned grapefruit oil as one of the essential oils that I blend in my Tri-C trifecta. Grapefruit oils, there have been many studies done recently with respect to grapefruit oil. And grapefruit essential oil kills viruses within the body. It regulates and stimulates your metabolism. It burns fat, and it's an awesome diuretic. So even if you take, again, a pitcher, if you have a glass pitcher of distilled water that you want to blend the lemon essential oil, the grapefruit essential oil, add a little peppermint essential oil into that, and literally just sip on it all day. And if you're daring and courageous, add some ACV, some apple cider vinegar. That's another tonic, another elixir that I just love to sip on throughout the day. Rosemary oil is one of my favorite essential oils. because it just, it does everything. Rosemary oil improves your digestion. It improves your circulation. It is anti-inflammatory. It boosts mental clarity. It's anti-aging. So you will see a lot of rosemary oil and a lot of natural skincare products, and it stimulates hair growth. Rosemary oil is an essential oil ingredient in my Healthy Hair Elixir. It's a proprietary blend that my 99-year-old grandmother, who still has a head full of long hair, taught me. So from a child, from the age of 4. So rosemary oil, we've always used it. It's always been in our house. Lemon essential oil. Liver. Lemon essential oil is crucial to restore your body's pH levels to alkaline. Again, you want an alkaline body, not an acidic body. And lemon essential oil is essential for cleansing your liver basis. Now, these next two, I can guarantee you don't even think about when you're thinking cleanse or detox. Ha! That's why I'm here, to introduce them to you. The first one is patchouli oil. Patchouli essential oil improves your mood, and it's very good to add to a bath to detox both your body and your mind. So when we talk about, again, it's important when you embark on a cleanse, one of your goals should be to integrate, synergize, your mind, body, spirit. You know, sometimes we use the phrase, come back to yourself, come back to your center. Well, those three things have to be on the same page at the same time. And one of the ways to do this is to enjoy a nice, calming bath with patchouli oil. Because not only will it detox the toxins and impurities through your skin, but as you inhale the oil, it will also help to get you more synergized and closer to your third eye and to your crown chakra. The seventh essential oil, hyssop oil, H-Y-S-S-O-P, hyssop oil, is an oil that comes from the Bible, is one of our ancient essential oils and wellness oils. Hyssop oil does everything. It treats digestive issues. It's an antispasmodic. It's anti-rheumatic, septic, and it's also an excellent emmenagogue oil, which means that it helps women with irregular, obstructed, or painful periods. And as an emmenagogue, it helps to overcome symptoms of nausea, fatigue, bloating, appetite loss, and mood swings that we as women may experience with our monthly cycles. So hyssop oil is an oil that I would also recommend for a safe harvest detox. So that rounds out everything that I wanted to touch upon in our call together. I'm just, again, so excited to be back. I don't know if we have any questions. Karen will let me know if we have any questions waiting.
Yes, Monica. One of the questions that's being asked in the chat room is, where would you recommend how to get herbs, and what should I look for if I'm going to an herb shop? What should I look for to ensure the quality of the herbs? Do you have any recommendation? Can you give us your information again? So maybe that's a newsletter that we can get, because I think
Yes. That's
really important.
Yes. If you all want to know specific places or specific brands for essential oils and herbs, I would like to speak with you one-on-one about that. Again, my phone number is area code 702-219-0084, and my email address is Sister Sage 888 at AOL.com. Again, Sister Sage 888 at AOL.com. I would love to speak with you one-on-one about different types of brands to look out for. The one thing you want to look for with respect to herbs, where regardless of where you purchase your herbs, you want to make sure that they are wildcrafted. That ensures that they are pure. That's the one thing I can share with you right now.
Okay. Wonderful. And so you're listening to, again, Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Beckford, Staff Riley, and your host, Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You. Would like to thank you for joining us today. I look forward to our next episode each month, which will be coming up in September. I'm sure Monica is going to bring something in our awareness that supports our body temple. And we both would like to say namaste. And
namaste.
Peace and blessings.
Yes, peace and blessings. And tune in next month to Essential Oils to Enhance Your Spirit.